إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد for beloved brothers and sisters in Islam from the foundations of this religion from the foundational principles of Islam is the fulfillment of trusts all types of trusts in all different levels of society. And from the foundational principles of Islam is the prohibition of betraying one's trusts, any type or many different types of betrayals in accordance to the different levels and positions in society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us of this important foundational principle. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ O you who believe, do not betray your trusts. Do not betray Allah and His Messenger and betray your trusts and you know. In a hadith of the beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ul an ra'iyatihi the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said every one of you is a shepherd and every one is responsible for those under his authority al imamu ra'in wa mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi and the ruler He is a shepherd and he is responsible for those under his authority. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the cause of corruption and destruction in the Muslim society is due to the betrayal of trust and authority. How much harm and how much destruction in economically politically, socially, is the result of betrayal of trust in authority. So many tribulations befall the Muslim Ummah due to the betrayal of these trusts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that fulfillment of the right of authority and leadership is one of the greatest commandments of this religion. When Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he narrates, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, appoint me to a position of authority. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied to Abu Dharr. He said, the positions of authority, Abu Dharr, he said to him, striking him on his shoulder, He took him by the shoulder and he said, Abu Dharr, you are a person who is weak. And this is a trust from Allah Ta'ala. And you will be asked, or it is on the day of judgment, a humiliation and a source of regret. Except for the one who takes it by its due right and fulfills what is due upon him. He said, you are a person who is weak, and this is a trust, and that on the day of judgment it will be a source of regret, nadama. except for the one who takes it by its due right and then fulfills what is due upon him. Akhrajahu Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from this foundation we see that the Sharia, the beautiful Sharia of Islam, has set a fence around all positions of authority and responsibility in whatever level it is in society. This fence of commandments and prohibitions, that if they are taken care of, then the trust in the authority will fulfill its purpose, and it will bring benefit, and it will bring a good result. It will bring a good legacy. But if these commands and prohibitions are lost, then the great wrong will take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us of these commands, and from them, the greatest of them, the greatest command upon those in authority is to be just. To be just and upright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فَاحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah has commanded you to fulfill the trusts and to give them to their rightful and due owners. And if you make judgment or if you rule between people, then rule with justice. Rule with justice. And the Prophet ﷺ said in praise of those who rule with justice, and the hadith of the seven who will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala on a day in which there will be no shade except Allah's shade, he said, one of them, Imamun Adl, an Imam who is just, a ruler who is just, who is upright. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking of this important foundational principle of trust, he says, indeed, those who are just and upright will be on pulpits of light on the day of judgment. They will be on pulpits of light on the day of judgment. They are just in their rule and amongst their families and amongst what they have been given authority over. This hadith is narrated by Bukhari, narrated by Imam Muslim. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the fences that guard any authority that one has, and from the things that must be guarded and prevented from and guarded against, is oppression. Zulm. Anybody in a position of authority should beware of zulm. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in a hadith Qudsi, and a hadith narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Allah Most High, He said, Ya ibadi, Allah Ta'ala, He says, O my servants, inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi, I have forbidden oppression upon myself, wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharrama, and I have made it haram upon you, fala tadhalamu. So do not oppress. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and in the guidance of the prophetic sunnah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent Mu'adh to Yemen, he said to him, ittaqi da'wat al-mazlum, beware of the prayer of the oppressed one, for there is no barrier between it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith is agreed upon. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said regarding the danger of oppression, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُمْنِي لِلْظَالِمِ, Allah Ta'ala, He gives time to the oppressor. He gives him space and time until He seizes him with his seizure and He will not let him go. Then He read the ayah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كَذَٰلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمًا إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ عَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. That is the seizure of your Lord when He seizes a town. Indeed, His seizure is painful and mighty. Gathering of Muslims from the foundational principles of trust and authority, and the right or the due upon those in authority, is to be sincere, to have sincerity to those under their trust, and to serve them and be sincere in serving them. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, there is not a slave, a servant who Allah has placed him over people under his authority, and he dies, and the day he dies, he is betraying them, except that Allah will forbid for him the paradise. In another narration, it says that he does not surround his authority by sincerity, he will not smell the fragrance of paradise. This is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. And a third hadith, or a third narration of Muslim, he said, there is no one who is appointed to leadership. There is no one who is appointed to leadership from the Muslims, and he does not struggle to fulfill that right, except that he will not enter the Jannah with those under his authority. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the things that must be guarded, from the things that must be guarded against, and the Prophet ﷺ, he warned us about being eager for the authority. In a hadith narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَحْرِصُونَ عَلَى الْإِمَارَةِ وَسَتَكُونَ النَّدَامَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, you will hasten, you will be eager for leadership, but it will be a source of regret for you on the Day of Judgment. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the commandments of Islam for those in positions of leadership and rulers and authority is that they have kindness and gentleness with those under their authority. That they show kindness and love for those under their authority. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her in the house that she was in, he said, O Allah, whoever has authority over the affairs of my ummah and he makes it difficult for them, then make it hard for him. And he said, whoever has authority over the affairs of my ummah, any authority, and he is gentle and kind to them, then be kind to him. The hadith is narrated by Muslim. And Amr ibn al-Amr, he once entered upon Zayd, he entered upon Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, and he said to him, oh my son, giving him advice, oh my son, I have heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, indeed the worst of those in authority are the hutama. And then the hutama, the scholars explain, are those who are harsh, those who are hard-hearted and oppressive, and that oppress those under their authority, and they do not have any mercy upon them. And so he said to him, do not be from them. Beware of being from those. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the duty of the rulers and those in authority is to listen to the needs of those under their authority, and to not put a barrier between the needs and the desire and the needs of and the poverty and the difficulties of those under their authority. They should beware of their condition. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, as was said to Muawiyah, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever Allah puts in authority over the Muslims, and he puts a barrier between himself and the needs and their needs and the things that they need in their poverty, Allah will put a barrier between them, between that person and their needs and their beloved ones and their poverty on the Day of Judgment. So Muawiyah, hearing this hadith, he immediately appointed a person to take care of the affairs of the people. Brothers in Islam, from the guidance of Islam to those in authority, is that they should bring close to them people of goodness, people of guidance, people of taqwa of Allah Ta'ala and uprightness. And they should keep away from themselves the people of shirk, the people of innovation, the people of hawa, the people who follow their desires. They should bring close to them the people of piety, uprightness, righteousness, and taqwa, and keep away from them people who have followed shirk and innovation and hawa and desires. This is from the commandments of Islam towards those in authority. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Ta'ala did not send, Allah Ta'ala, He did not send a prophet, and He did not appoint anybody. مَا بَعْثَ اللَّهُ مِن نَبِيٍّ وَلَا إِسْتَخْلَفَ مِن خَلِيفَةٍ إِلَّا كَانَتْ لَهُ بِطَانَةً. Allah has not appointed or sent a prophet, nor put anybody as a khalifa, a ruler over the affairs of the Muslims, except He had two types of advisors. Two types of people in His inner circle, advisors. One group of advisors who command Him to goodness and encourage Him to do that. And another group who commands Him to evil and encourages Him to do that. And the one who is saved is the one whom Allah saves. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing on this point, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she said that the Prophet ﷺ said, if Allah wants for a leader goodness, He gives him ministers who are trustworthy and who remind him if he makes a mistake, and who helps him if he reminds him. And if Allah Ta'ala, He wants other than goodness for a ruler, then He will cause him to have assistants who will not remind him when he does wrong and will not help him even if he were to remind him. Beloved brothers in Islam, and from the foundations in the Sharia when it comes to rulership and leadership, is that Islam has prohibited and made a strong, very, very strong prohibition of a person in authority taking advantage or using their position of authority for their own personal benefit. Anybody who is appointed to a position in authority, Islam has strongly forbidden that they abuse or use this position of authority to fulfill their own personal self-benefit and their own benefits to their own self. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, indeed a man plays around with the wealth of Allah, the general wealth, without right, and he will have the fire on the Day of Judgment. This hadith is narrated by Bukhari, the highest level of authenticity. And listen to the warning of the greatest messenger sent to mankind and jinn regarding those who betray the trust of wealth when put over the wealth of the people or the wealth of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, His messenger, He said, whoever we use or appoint to a position or give an authority and he hides even a needle, mikhyatan, he hides even a needle, then that will be, or anything above that needle, then he will have to bring it on the Day of Judgment. Whoever we appoint, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever we appoint in a position of authority and he hides a needle or what is above it, then he must bring it on the day of judgment. He will be required to bring it on the day of judgment. He will be required to show it. This hadith is narrated by Muslim, an authentic hadith. And from the foundations of this religion is that a person in authority should be trustworthy and sincere and accept the advice of that is constructive, that comes from a basis of the Quran and Sunnah. When it has a basis in Sharia, and people, and he is advised from this basis in Sharia, then he should accept and listen to this advice. As Allah says, to the best of those who ever ruled, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. May Allah benefit us with the Quran and the Sunnah, وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is upon anybody in authority to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to appoint anybody in authority under them, they should choose the one who is upright, trustworthy, and truthful. As Allah says, the best of those that you hire are the strong and the trustworthy. And he should not pay any attention to personal benefit or relations or race, or he should not appoint those that will bring some benefit to himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever appoints somebody over a group of people and there's someone better than them amongst them, then he has betrayed Allah and his messenger and the believers. Whoever appoints a person over a group of people and there's someone amongst them who is better than them, then he has betrayed Allah and the messenger and the believers. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the foundations and principles of this deen is that we have devotion and love for the scholars, that we devote ourselves to them and be eager to learn from them and have the love and devotion to our teachers and ulama and shuyukh and scholars. Because it is the scholars who will show us the path to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We have to stay on the path and follow the path of the scholars and be devoted to them so they guide us to the path of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And we have to get over our emotions and our anger and put it aside. We have to get past our emotions and our anger and put it away and follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to get over the feelings of our nafs and follow that path, follow the path of the ulama, to follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the ulama have studied a vast amount of knowledge, a vast course of many, many different subjects, many different levels of knowledge, many different types of knowledge. They spent years and centuries devoted to the ilm. They have amassed a vast amount of ilm, of knowledge. And so we should follow that and be devoted to that. They have researched and studied the issues in great depth. Not making superficial study, but deep, very, very deep and contemplative study of the various issues. They spent lives and centuries studying the great issues of Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is important for us to listen to them. They are the scholars in the vast array of knowledge. We should be devoted to them. And one of the greatest commandments upon us is sending peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an tu'izza hadhihi al-umma. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تعز هذه الأمة، اللهم إنا نسألك أن تعز هذه الأمة، اللهم لا تجعل لأهل الشر والفساد عليهم ولاية، اللهم أصلح أمورهم وأمورنا يا رب العالمين، اللهم احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم احفظ دماءهم، اللهم احفظ دماءهم، اللهم اجمع كلمتهم، اللهم اجمع كلمتهم، اللهم اجمع كلمتهم، اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
استوى تريدون يرحمكم الله، الله أكبر، سبحانه. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. بارك الله فيك كثيرا طيبا مباركا. الله الله اكبر. الله اكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أعطيناك الكوثر، فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر.